LiveWire with Ling Pang.
Hi, this is Ling Pang for LiveWire. I'm delighted to be joined by Matt Goss on the show today. Welcome back, Matt. How are you?
Very, very, very well. Very, very well. And it's just happy to be here.
You have got new music and you also make new plans. Would you like to tell us about your new music and what's bringing you back to the UK?
To be honest with you, I just wanted to make a record that, you know, I've been doing the show in Las Vegas for 10 years, Caesar's Palace. It was incredible. And I just got to a point where I knew that every single show started to feel a little bit harder. You know, I'm doing 4 shows a week, 120 shows a year. And it was just putting a lot of strain on my voice, and musically it didn't feel the same as it did before. So I wanted to create a record that would allow me to travel to the countries and the cities that I love, you know, Tokyo and Berlin and Sydney and London and Paris and all these beautiful places I've been because of music. And I knew in my heart, if I wanted to go back to those places, I would have to create a record that was contemporary, most important, contemporary, and also current in regards to the production and stuff. So I want to be very, very truthful on this record. So I just want to get back to those places. And I think this record is going to do exactly that for me.
Back in the 80s, and you formed the band together with your brother. Your guys have hit singles include When Will I Be Famous, I Owe You Nothing, and Drop That Boy. I still remember those hits. Watching you guys on Tower of Pops was an incredible moment for all girls. We were all screaming.
Well, I think those songs you mentioned are just some of the songs that we had out, and they gave you a certain feeling in the studio when we were recording them. And then when eventually the whole world knowing those songs, and I wanted to kind of tap into that exact energy and find that space as a writer and as a producer and working with people that I love. I feel that I've had that same feeling on this record as I did back then. And I just kind of reconnected to that kind of commercial writing as a songwriter. And I'm excited about this record, The Beautiful Unknown, because it's just a record that is very truthful. I talk about everything in my life and my relationships, you know, my feelings, my inner philosophy. Just it's a very truthful record, which I can't wait people to hear the whole thing.
About your life journey.
Yeah, I mean, certainly it's a snapshot in what I've been through in the last few years. It's not my whole life. Obviously, I've had other records, but this album in particular is like a snapshot of where I am, what I feel, but also, you know, I hope beautifully enveloped in a very contemporary production, and everybody that's worked on this record is, you know, top of the game in the music industry, and we're all very excited about it.
The song Somewhere to Fall, what is it about?
It's really the line itself is what the song is about. Somewhere to Fall is that place where, you know, we often talk about not feeling strong and being weak. And I just feel like we need to start expressing that position of where we are, like just rest in our strength. You know, just rest your strength for a while and find that place to fall, whether it be your partner, your friend. You know, for me, I often say one of my favorite places to go is in St. James Park in London. There's a bench that I used to go with my mum, and we used to feed the birds and the squirrels. And it can be as simple as that, just somewhere where you can rest your strength. So Somewhere to Fall is really about finding that safe place and the acknowledgement of the things that will enable you to do that. So that's really what the song is about, is just finding that safe place to rest your strength.
A beautiful description. The album, is it finished yet?
The album's finished. It comes out November 19th. Mm-hmm. The album there's 11 tracks on the album. And it's completely finished. And I cannot wait for people to hear it. It's The Beautiful Unknown is really about just trying to encourage allowing fear to leave our bodies and trusting that the unknown is going to be a beautiful thing rather than being afraid. you know, rather than being afraid of what we don't know, just let's start having faith that tomorrow is going to be a good day and the day after that, and hopefully we will all lift each other up.
Very inspiring.
Yeah.
What made you writing songs to do with the emotional side of things?
I think to me, if you're going to write a song, then you should undress your soul, because what's the point? What's the point of just writing fluff, you know, about, you know, not doing the deep dive? I honestly, in my experience as an entertainer and as a singer, I always find that shows are much better when you're honest. Like if I'm having a bad day, I'll tell the audience I'm having a bad day. It's going to be, and then I'll say it's going to be a good show, because I'll take the energy and I'll turn it into something that's more powerful. So I think when you're writing words, if you're writing from a truthful place, there's something magical that happens to the listener. I think they can tell. I think three decades of writing music and performing, I always notice when the way that people react to a truthful lyric or a truthful conversation. Mm. You know, I always say, if you tell the truth, you don't have to remember where the lies are. Just speak your mind, say what's on your mind, be kind when you deliver information. And even if it's true, just be mindful that, you know, the truth can sometimes hurt people. So deliver the information with a conscious mind and a kind mind, and certainly a kind heart. And then, I'm a very direct person. So
When people meet you for the first time, and then they listen to what you say, do you find that being truthful and direct would mostly help you to find true friends that way?
You know, I wish it were that simple. I don't think that, you know, I've been through tremendous betrayal in this industry. Wow. This is one of the most tumultuous industries I think there is. Mm. And I've been through tremendous betrayal. But what betrayal does, you can either focus on the betrayal, and I've been betrayed by people that I've loved deeply, but I think what that does, anything like that, what it does, it illuminates the people that are not betraying you. It illuminates the people that have your back. Mm. And I have an expression, have my back behind my back. Mm. It's all very well, you can say nice things to my face, but when you're not in the room and somebody has your back, that is the true definition of loyalty. And I believe that loyalty is freedom. If you don't, I don't want to hear negative things about the people I love. So, you know, anyone around me knows that. So I don't want to hear it. So you can't always depend on people's character. Mm. As I said, you know, even recently I've been through, you know, betrayal that has rocked my world. But I center myself, I stay strong, and I see clearer the people that are not there for any reason, but there to be kind and to love you and allow you to love them. So we've got to live life and allow sometimes the bad news or the hard times to illuminate the good.
How do you normally deal with times like that when you're feeling low? Do you turn to music writing to help you to heal?
Sometimes I think sometimes music helps, and sometimes it's the thing you want to do the least. I mean, I've been doing it my whole life, so sometimes it doesn't create it's not a cathartic thing. Sometimes it is, but I think the one thing is always is when you can that helps is the people that just are with you, you know, the people that understand you and allow you to be there for them. I think it's got to be reciprocal. It's like the figure of eight, you know, your Chinese culture, you understand the number eight is my life path number. And I just feel like I feel a connection to reciprocal. I think that it's not a bad thing to expect. You don't do things to get something in return, but I think friendships work better when you have this reciprocal understanding of each other, that you are there for each other. It's a dance. It's a constant dance. Also in love, you know, in relationships, you have to be there for your partner as well as you them being there for you. It's everything in life should be reciprocal. And, you know,
and tell me, your decision after 10 years, thousands of shows and concerts in Vegas? And then why now you'd like to return to the UK?
I think when COVID hit, all the shows came to a grinding halt. You know, everything stopped, and it gave a lot of musicians a moment to reflect on where they wanted to be, what they wanted to do. And I think sometimes,
for me anyway,
I loved some of the best memories of my life have been at Caesar's Palace and in Vegas. But I also feel that when you do anything day after day after day, it becomes repetitive to the point where you can't remember where the art, the artistry lives. And for me, my voice started to feel very compromised, and my, you know, even the thought of touching a piano, putting my hands on a piano or playing the guitar, certainly singing, was exhausting for me. And I knew that I want my eyes to feel and, you know, and see different colors and cities. And because I've been traveling the world my whole life, I want to get back to those cities and those countries. And you know, I'm very proud of the residency, and being a headliner in Las Vegas is an incredible achievement, but I want to get back to life. And I certainly not just want to, I need to get back to Britain and my hometown of London, because there's a familiarity that I have with the British public, certainly, that gives me a sense of family. And it might sound strange to some people, but for me, with having such a small family, I don't particularly have a very supportive family. But my brother is my best friend. But outside of that, my family have never been, I've never had a real sense of pride from my family. But, and my mother gave me that. But the British public have given me
love and respect.
Love, yeah. And there's this kind of thing where they feel they know me because I've grown up with them for 30 years. And I feel like I know them. There's an immediacy when I get into a black cab. They're like, "Hello, mate. How you doing? How's your brother?" It's just, it's a beautiful feeling. It's very immediate. And I just guess I've got one of those faces that people recognize, and people just come up to me. And we do what we're doing. We just have a conversation.
You've got a gifted, beautiful singing voice.
Absolutely, thank you.
And a beautiful performer. Looking back on YouTube just the other day, back in the 80s, those YouTube, millions of views. When you look back, do you feel that a moment of sort of proudness? Wow, I did that when I was so young.
Yeah, I mean, I think I feel pride. I think I certainly feel pride.
Yeah,
because it was difficult, and it was every country in the world as well. It wasn't just the UK, but I think what makes me feel more proud is the fact that I'm still in the industry. And if you'd have said to me that you'll be still doing releasing music on the radio in 30 years, I would have been able to relax a lot more than I did. And you know, I've never felt more contemporary in my life. I mean, this record is contemporary. The way I take care of myself, my body, and I've never had a cigarette in my life. I've never had a drug in my life. I'm very present, and I'm very grateful for life. So, you know, I feel proud that, you know, hopefully I've done what my mum would want me to do. You know, even though she's passed, she still remains my best friend.
Has it been sort of hard for you guys then since you're losing your mum?
Yeah, I mean, she was everything to me. She was my best friend. She was my confidant. And if I needed advice, or even just somebody that I knew that loved me unconditionally, she was she was my rock. But yeah, I think that, you know, anyone that has gone through loss, they know that grief is a complicated thing and it takes time. And I think that's the thing. You just have to let it wash over you at the pace that agrees with you. But one thing that I thought that my pain was the thing that connected me to her, and now I'm trying to focus more on the joy and the love and the memories. So that's really what I'm trying to focus on to keep me connected to her. But I speak to her every day like I'm speaking to you. Like I don't, there's no difference, you know. She's still my best mate.
So overall, Matt, are you happy with what you have achieved in the media? I believe you did some acting. in films?
I'm heading in that direction. My brother does that, but I'm heading into that direction, which is exciting. But yeah, I'm very happy. I mean, I think that, you know, it's a journey, and there are things that I would still love to do. I would love to get into fashion design and clothing, and also, you know, just create a lifestyle brand. And
yeah, now that you've got a fantastic album out and a new single, so when you come back to the UK, would you be firstly focus on music first?
100%. Music is definitely something that I understand very, very well. It's like it's just so part of my blood. It's I understand it in every sense of the word. I understand performance. I understand audiences. I can honestly say I think I've mastered my trade when it comes to being on stage. It's, and I mean that, you know, it's taken me a long time to say that, but yeah, that's always going to be my best friend. But, you know, I'm going to also, you know, certainly start thinking about, you know, my lifestyle stuff that I would like to be involved with, like fragrance and clothing and just stuff, you know, and home, you know, just everything that creates a lifestyle. And, I would like to start focusing on that.
You're very big on social media, aren't you?
Yeah, I love it. Just come and join me on my Instagram. It's just Matt Goss across it, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram. It's all just one. Just come and say hi to me on my socials. Oh, again, it's just Matt Goss. And I just send everybody my love, really.
I'll just speak to many of your fans on there.
Of course. Yeah, I go live. I do lives. And sometimes I surprise them. We go live and I call them. But yeah, we are very, very connected. In my little universe is a big connection. So it's all about, again, it's all about the love. And again, thank you so much for such a beautiful interview. And I wish you nothing but love and your family love.
Thank you so much. Would you like to introduce your single, please?
Hi, I'm Matt Goss, and this is my new single, Somewhere to Fall.
Been through days I couldn't face, literally changed the shape of me. I fell on my knees and I was so mad, I was so angry, lost and sad. But flowers will grow towards the light, it does not mean you ain't got to fight. I will be strong, a mother's son, gotta let go, let go.
Oh,
Livewire is produced by Steve Osborne Media. Steve Osborne Media.